Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Happy Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're reading and discussing Isaiah chapter 13, verse 11, and it reads, "I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant and lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless." What a frightful declaration from the Lord. You know, we hear the saying often to hate the sin, love the sinner. And while that sentiment is nice, it's inaccurate from the way God views us and views sin. There is no separation between the sin and the sinner. Sin isn't just some mystical force swirling around in the air that gets breathed in by unsuspecting men and women. Sin is you acting against God's commandments, acting against God's expressed will. Psalm chapter 5, verse 5 says, "The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers." It doesn't say you hate all the evil that the doers do. God hates the evildoer because the evil and the evildoer are inseparable. Pride is one such evil that is not outside of man or apart from man. In fact, pride is an evil in man that leads to all other evils. Pride is the first evil and chief evil of man. Pride, as much as any other sin, is hated by God and will be judged by God. And it's interesting that through Isaiah, God says that he will punish the world for its evil and attaches arrogance and pride in the very next sentence. We are a nation given over to pride in every respect. And we're focused this month on the pride of the sexually immoral in this nation, but pride and arrogance take many forms, and they all must be rejected. I read an article this week that listed 7 symptoms of pride. They say it's pride that leads to fault-finding, a harsh spirit, superficiality, defensiveness, presumption before God, desperation for attention, and neglecting others. And we could probably add many more symptoms to this list, but the point is, any way in which pride manifests itself must be repented of before God, whether it's a harsh spirit, or if it's pride that leads you to saying, "God created me in the wrong body, and I'll fix his mistake." A day is coming for judgment on the evil, but we aren't without hope. God's arms are open wide for those who repent and turn from their sins and call on the name of Jesus Christ for salvation. Pride is a sin that grips us all. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, we're told in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Transgenderism, unabashed homosexuality are sins of pride, but there is freedom and forgiveness in Christ. Call out to God for mercy before you fall under his justice.
Yes, we all deal with pride. And I know pride in sexual sin is what is celebrated this month. But do we have pride in any of our sins and don't even realize it? Do we celebrate any pride in some sense? Maybe we can see it in the church, and we are to judge those in the church, not those outside anyways. We can become prideful of our spiritual gift from God and like the attention and compliments from others. Maybe you are the yes person and pride yourself on how busy and active you are in the church. You think maybe the church would not function so well without you. Or maybe you are proud of how well you pray and judge those as having less faith because their words are few. Remember, God looks on the heart, not on how long or impressive our prayers sound. even something so small as wanting your dish at the potluck to be amazing and to hear the praises of others and how good it was. We can see pride sneak in, even in the church. This is why we are told to be on guard. These are things to be aware of in ourselves and not to assume is what is happening in the hearts of others, because that would be wrong to do. Even if God has gifted you in any of these areas, let's remember to give thanks to God and be on guard against the enemy who would have us think higher of ourselves than we ought.
And our pride quote of the day comes from Saint John Baptiste de la Salle.
Pride makes us forgetful of our eternal interests. It causes us to neglect totally the care of our soul.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.